وقال الملك إني أرى سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخر يابسات يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في رؤياي إن كنتم للرؤيا تعبرون.
And once the king said, I have dreamt that there are seven fat cows, and seven lean cows are devouring them, and there are seven fresh green ears of corn, and seven others dry and withered. My nobles, tell me what is the interpretation of this dream, if you are well versed in interpretation of dreams. And once, omitting a few years of Joseph's life in prison, peace be upon him, the thread of the narrative is picked up again. It is connected with the stage which marks the worldly rise of Joseph, peace be upon him.
قالوا أضغاث أحلام وما نحن بتأويل الأحلام بعالمين.
They said, these are confused dreams, and we do not know the interpretation of such dreams.
وقال الذي نجا منهما وادكر بعد أنا أنبئكم بتأويله فأرسلون.
Then of the two prisoners, the one who had been set free now remembered, after the lapse of a long period, what Joseph, peace be upon him, had said. He said, I will tell you the interpretation of this dream. Just send me to Joseph, peace be upon him, in prison.
يوسف أيها الصديق أفتنا في سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخر يابسات لعلي أرجع إلى الناس لعلهم يعلمون.
Then he went to Joseph and said to him, Joseph, peace be upon him, O truthfulness incarnate, tell the true meaning of the dream in which seven fat cows are devoured by seven lean ones, and there are seven green ears of corn, and seven others dry and withered, so that I may return to the people, and they may learn. O truthfulness incarnate.
In Arabic usage, the word Siddiq, which occurs in this verse, denotes the highest degree of truthfulness and veracity. The use of the word shows how deeply that person had been influenced by Joseph's character, peace be upon him. The impression seems to have been a very profound one, since it endured for a very long time.
And they may learn.
One of the two prisoners asked Joseph, peace be upon him, to interpret the dream in order that his true worth might be recognized, and so that it might also be realized that a big mistake had been committed by having a person of his standing imprisoned. This, he thought, would also enable him to fulfill the promise he had made to Joseph, peace be upon him, in prison.
قال تزرعون سبع سنين دأبا فما حصدتم فذروه في سنبله إلا قليلا مما تأكلون.
Joseph, peace be upon him, said, You will cultivate consecutively for 7 years. Leave in the ears all that you have harvested, except the little out of which you may eat.
ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ سَبْعٌ شِدَادٌ يَأْكُلْنَ مَا قَدَّمْتُمْ لَهُنَّ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تُحْصِنُونَ.
Then there will follow 7 years of great hardship, in which you will eat up all you have stored earlier, except the little that you may set aside.
ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك عام فيه يغاث الناس وفيه يعصرون.
Then there will come a year when people will be held by plenty of rain and they will press grapes.